Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
As I mentioned, I'm very intrigued by our next guest, and he's written a book which is called Last Don Standing, The Secret Life of Mob Boss Ralph Natale. Ralph, how are you?
I'm fine. How's everybody in Boston?
We're great. I'm not going to say anything about anything you're wearing. Like, these guys are making fun of my shoes. I would never say that to a guy like you. You look fantastic. Let me just tell you that, and I can't even see it.
Thank you.
How many years were you the Don of the Philadelphia mob, of the mafia?
Well, I was the Don there for only a short term before I got got arrested for a parole violation. Then a year later, while they were holding me, they gave me a couple of years of parole violation. I got charged with a drug charge because I gave money. I gave money to my my son-in-law.
Yeah,
my son-in-law was a drug manufacturer, and that was the beginning of. I was only there for 45 months.
Yeah,
and that's as long as I was over there. And in that 45 months, if I may, I took it from nothing. Because nobody was there. Nobody was there. Everything was. Nobody trusted anybody that was there. And a little group of men that I later, I made a mistake with them because I thought they had some of me in them, but they weren't. But I go from there and I put all the bookmakers together. I put everybody. We started. They all started making money. And I'll make it short, with a short sentence. When I came home, they were living in their mother's home.
Yeah.
All the men that I made,
yeah,
and all were together. And when I left, and they were driving other people's cars, when I left, they had their own homes, and they were driving BMWs, Mercedes, and that's what started me for the first time. I had never thought to become a witness when they refused just blatantly. They never went to see my wife. They swore on their souls. If anything ever happened to me, this is what they would do: take care of my wife and family.
But Ralph, you're talking.
For 1 year, they didn't. Yes, go ahead.
You're talking about this like you're Jeff Bezos building Amazon. I mean, you're like proud of building the mafia.
I'm proud of leaving the mafia. Did you say
no of building it? You're talking about like you built a business.
Oh yes, I did. I was a mafioso when I was 12 years old.
Really?
That's how I felt.
Yeah.
That's how I felt. And I still feel that way.
Did you kill anybody?
Lately? No. I played everything. I played everybody that I took their tomorrows away from them.
Yeah.
And believe me, they deserved it. But I haven't done anything lately, and I don't want to do anything lately. I'm still a mafioso in my heart and in my soul.
Really? What is the most accurate mob movie? Bigfellas, Godfather,
I'm glad that's a perfect question. I always used to refer to them, the New York gangsters, I call them. And quite a few of them were my friends. I was with them before I went to prison, while we were in prison together. But they have dramatized it into La Cosa Nostra, as they pronounce it. We never even used that term in Philadelphia. And not because you're from Boston, I'm talking to you now. And we got along with the Boston guys. The Philly guys and the Boston guys always got along.
Yeah.
I was with Yeah, all the guys that were in, and one of them, the real fast guy, I know we only have 7 minutes. His name was Jimmy Flynn. He was a Teamster guy before he got involved with something illegal, and he came to Lewisburg. And all his friends, they had a, we had quite a few, Frank Rossi, Billy, what was his name? He took a heart attack when he went. We had quite a few guys there. Well, he sort of took over that little crew. He was the man in Good Will Hunting. He played the role of the judge. After he came home, they put him in a movie. And he did it great. You remember when he sent the kid that played the actor into, he was trying to beat, they had a fist fight. And he wanted to get out. But then Jimmy Flynn was a judge. He said, "No, you hurt. You took a. You hit a.
You hit a cop."
Yeah. And Jimmy Flynn was with me in Boston and in Lewisburg, and I actually I got him a good job as a fireman there.
What did you think of? What did
and
you
I
think
have,
of?
Oh, by the way.
Yeah.
If you look at the book, in the photos, it's me and Jimmy by ourselves.
Yeah.
Taking a picture in the yard at Lewisburg, Pennsylvania.
What did you think of Whitey Bulger, Ralph?
What's that?
What did you think of Whitey Bulger?
Whitey Bulger did. I met him once when way before I went away to Lewisburg, and that was in the Boston area. We shook hands, and this was in a bar. We said hello and this and that there.
Yeah,
I put it this way: Whitey Bulger did his life the way he wanted to do it. I don't honor him as a man because the way he killed women, the way he did this with that, that's not me.
Yeah,
I never touched a woman or a man that was innocent or a child in my life, and I never will.
Huh?
Hey, yeah.
And by the way, you make a lot of movies now from in Boston. Got all great actors up
there,
too. Yeah. Hey, Ralph, what do you know about the Chicken Man? Do you know who blew up the Chicken Man in Philly, as Bruce Springsteen sang it?
Of course. Yeah, Phil Tester?
Yeah.
Is that who you took? Yeah.
The Chicken
Phil
Man.
Phil Tester was as dumb as a rock. That's why Angelo Bruno made him the underboss.
Yeah.
And he was a problem that he should have sent in a little party with Angelo Bruno on the night that he got killed. He made him go by himself to go see Frank Sindone to patch up an argument with him. And Frank Sindone had... Frank Sindone was in charge of the loan sharks in the city. And that's what I think of the Chicken Man.
And that's where the Bruce Springsteen song... That's where the Springsteen song comes from.
Pure mafioso.
Yeah.
He's dumb.
Now, we have been joined by the author of The Last Don Standing... Ralph Natale, who's written this book. And are you, Ralph, last question, are you in witness protection or are you right out there? This is you, right? You didn't want to go to witness protection?
I never took a protection program. I didn't need nobody to protect me. I protect myself.
Yeah.
All right.
I didn't do anything that I was supposed to do.
Yeah.
They didn't do what they swore they would take care of my wife and family.
All right. Thank you.
If anything ever happened to me, because I was out there making them. Giving them an air of decency with other mobsters.
Well, all right, Ralph. There's Ralph, who has written this book.
We have to wrap.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.